Doc, report a consultation for patient Joseph Anthony Russo, RUSSO, date of birth 10/20/1975, referring physician Dr. Basil Elamir, ELAMIR. Dr. Elamir's address. Is 192 Harrison Avenue, Jersey City, New Jersey. Dear Dr. Elamir, thank you for referring Mr. Joseph. Oh, date of birth 10/20/1975 for infectious disease evaluation, period. As you know, patient is a ...49-year-old male who suffered severe injury to the left knee requiring surgical intervention back in February 2024. Despite conservative therapy, the left knee was chronically swollen and painful, and found to have internal derangement with torn cartilage requiring surgical intervention, which was carried out by Dr. Ashraf, A-S-H-R-A-F. November of 2024, period. Subsequent to this, the patient developed septic arthritis of the left knee, requiring long course of IV antibiotic therapy. Therapy was complicated by acute renal failure, which eventually resolved and returned to baseline. His condition has improved to the point where he's now ambulatory. However, he's still suffering from pain in the knee and now has developed ankle swelling. On the same side, his past medical history is positive for diabetes, obesity, hypertension. Social history is positive for smoking. And remote history of polysubstance use. Patient has no known allergies to medications. Family history is non-contributory. Medications include, past medical history also includes episode of deep vein thrombosis after the initial surgery on the knee. Back in 2024. Medications include Eliquis 5 mg POBID, vitamin D, amlodipine 10 mg PO daily, atorvastatin 10 mg PO daily, testosterone 1 cc or 200 mg per cc weekly, as well as Mounjaro 5 mg sub-Q weekly, hydralazine, and levothyroxine daily. Physical examination reveals well-nourished, low-developed, alert-oriented male, no acute distress, blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse 76, respiratory 18, temp 98. Physical examination, pupils equal round, head, normal cephalic, atraumatic, ears, normal nose, normal throat, normal pharynx not injected, tongue midline, lungs clear, hardest one is 2, abdomen soft, non-tender, no masses, no clotting, no rebound, chest, symmetrical expansion, decreased breath sounds, hardest one is 2, abdomen soft, regular bowel sounds present, genitalia normal, extremities, no cyanosis, no clubbing, positive edema, left knee, left ankle, no pitting, decreased range of motion of the left knee, which is moderate. You can only bend the knee, moderately severe, you can only bend the knee about 30 degrees before developing pain and resistance. The left ankle has some swelling, but there's no evidence of septic arthritis. Neurological examinations unremarkable. No labs or x-rays are available this time. Impression. Year old male with history of DVT and septic arthritis after having arthroscopic surgery in November of 2024. There's no clear-cut evidence of ongoing infection. However, no labs or imaging are available, so an empiric course of antibiotic therapy will be ordered. The patient has been encouraged to see his orthopedic surgeon for possible arthroscopic imaging and cultures. They also have examination for crystals under the microscope if food can be obtained from the joints. Should have ongoing physical therapy. Pain management. Labs to include sedate, C-reactive protein, uric acid. Lyme and referral for neurology and physical therapy as soon as possible. Patient agrees and will follow up with you as well as his orthopedic surgeon and physical therapist. He has been advised to go to the emergency room if symptoms get worse, develops any fever or other problems of this nature. will follow along with you and add further recommendations. Patient will follow up with me in a short interval, and labs, x-rays will be forwarded to your attention. New paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak to your patients. Sincerely, Anthony J. Mangi, MD, FACP, and education.